Welcome to The Food Fix, where we talk with innovators who are figuring out how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Shayna Roth. Argus Netto is trying to use the gases that plants make to fight microbes that make food spoil. Up to one-third of all food is spoiled or discarded before people eat it, according to the Food and Agricultural Organization. At the same time, an eighth of the global population is malnourished and millions of people go hungry. In developing countries, more than 40% of food is lost between harvest and the market. This is a particular problem in countries with high heat and humidity, where microbes thrive. Netto, a doctoral student from Brazil, is a visiting researcher in the School of Packaging at Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan. He spoke with Ali Hussein, who reports on student innovation projects.
Hi, Argos, and welcome to The Food Fix.
Hey, Ali. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here.
We have had guests on this show talking about improving food security by producing more food. Can you explain why you think it's important to focus on food distribution?
First of all, I don't think that our major problem is the food production itself, because I think that we have a lot of food around the world. The main problem is the distribution. My point of view is to improve the shelf life of the food.
Food packaging is probably not something that most consumers think about. How is it key to preventing food waste?
Most of people only think food packaging as a holder of the food. Okay, I have a juice inside a box. I have an apple inside another box. I have rice, beans inside plastics, boxes, or whatever. But this package can be more than a simple package. It can have several properties, like antimicrobial properties, retention properties. The package, it's more than a simple plastic.
What do you mean by antimicrobial properties?
Well, a package can be bioactivated package. In this case, package can have some antimicrobials in its composition. So it can be released along the time, improving the shelf life of the product, or not releasing, but having itself an antimicrobial activity. So when a pathogen came and be in contact with the package, it won't be able to germinate or to cause some loss to the food.
Can you show an example of how the packaging that you do research on, it can be used to avoid the pathogens?
Yes, actually, the idea behind my research is to incorporate antimicrobial products that are volatiles, and then they can be released along the time from the package. Then, once it's a volatile, untrapped from the capsule, it will be released to the air. So the fruit or the seed or the meat or whatever that is in contact with the package will be protected from the attack of these pathogens. Because, of course, the volatiles will kill it before it reaches the food.
Help us understand more about volatiles, the gases. What are these volatiles? How do they work? How do they protect the food?
Basically, the volatiles are chemical compounds like gases. And these oils act plant mechanism to defend itself against pathogens or even the environment. In some cases, the oil can serve to attract aroma. There's many functions of the oils in the plant system. However, in my study, these volatiles, they also can have antimicrobial effect. The essential oil that have actually several volatiles can serve as an antimicrobial chemical. The volatiles are, as the name says, volatiles. Basically, they can go through the air and they can act against several kinds of pathogens. Studies shows that it can react with the plasma membrane of the pathogen. It can stop the respiration of the pathogen. It can modify the DNA of the pathogen. And there are several mechanisms that the volatiles can act against the pathogens.
So which food you have picked for your research?
Back in Brazil, I worked with apples since 2011. And the pathosystem, apples and Penicillium expansum is the fungi.
Why did you pick apples?
Because apples are one of the most produced foods around the world. It's one of the main fruits produced in Brazil. It's one of the main fruits produced around the world. People like apples. I like apples. I think you like apples too. Mm-hmm. And probably who are hearing us likes apples too.
More about volatiles.
Okay.
Why do plants make volatiles?
Actually, they made oils that contain volatiles. For example, you have an orange tree or a lemon tree. This tree, the lemon tree, if you extract it from the plant or the leaves or even the fruit, you will extract basically the lemon essential oil. In the lemon essential oil, you will have several kinds of volatiles. One of them probably will be the limonene. Plants can produce several kinds of volatiles.
So can we say that when we smell nice leaves like lemon or basil, those are volatiles?
If you pick up a leaf from, again, lemon, if you do for fingers, you know, you probably will smell it in your fingers. And if you put the leaf against the sun to see, you will see small yellow spots. Those are the oils, actually, the essential oils. And the volatiles are among the oils.
How can using volatile gases help cut down on food waste?
The volatiles can act in the food, again, as an antimicrobial. It will kill the pathogens that can spoil your food. It also can diminish or decrease food respiration. So your food will increase your its shelf life.
In your research on volatiles, what have you found, and if there is anything surprising that you have found?
So back in Brazil, I test 16 or 17 different oils against this pathogen. Less than a half of them, or 4 or 5 of them, have antimicrobial effect against penicillium. Then I pick them and, okay, now I know this have volatilized these oils, have antimicrobial effect against penicillium, so now we can start to work with them and test different doses and test different times of contact between them and start the research itself. Actually, it's not a surprise will be if I don't have any of those oils with an antimicrobial effect against penicillium. It's more like, okay, I found one, or 2 or 3 or 4. A real surprise was if I found that those 16 oils have antimicrobial effect against penicillium.
You have worked mostly on apples.
Yeah.
If you change the food, does the same volatile work in the same way, or we have to tailor it to a different way?
I know how to say it in Portuguese, but I don't know how to say it in English.
Say it in Portuguese first.
Okay, I will try. You have to remember that we have reino, filo, classe, ordem, família, gênero, espécie. So, family, gender, and species. I'm trying to say that, yes, you can have effect against other pathogen, but it's more likely that you will have this effect, the antimicrobial effect, if you're researching, if you are doing the same research or you're testing against a same genus. For example, we have Penicillium expansum, that it is a pathogen for apples and pears. Penicillium expansum is a species. Penicillium is the genus, the genus. So for oranges and lemons, we have Penicillium digitatum and Penicillium italicum. They are from different species, but they are still penicillium. So yeah, probably the volatiles that I am studying will work against them. But I cannot be sure that it will work against Botrytis, that is from a different genus. Or even if the volatiles that I'm working with will work against bacteria like Xanthomonas or a virus. So you have to perform different research.
So using volatiles, does it affect the taste and color of the food, and how does people respond to it?
Probably, yes, it can affect because the smell is too strong. Of course, it will depend with the concentration of the oil that I will expose the fruits or the veggie. But it's not 100% that will affect. And if it affects the taste and the odor and the flavor, well, people have to taste it in order to know if they will like or not. Some studies shows that, yes, some volatiles affect the taste in a good way. People like it. And some volatiles don't. Some volatiles or oils affect, but people don't like them.
For the experiments that you have done with your apples, did the taste change and did you like it?
Well, actually, I didn't taste it. So, yeah, I didn't.
Why?
Try it. Because it's in the beginning of my experiment, you know? It's a thing that I will do. Not now, in the future, you know?
Did anyone else in your lab tasted it and told you how it tasted?
No, actually, nobody tasted yet. We are performing, actually, the first trials are, okay, we have a volatile that have antimicrobial effect. Then this volatile, how does it act against my pathogen? The next step is to, okay, this volatile is acting like this. Let's determine the dose, the time of exposure that the fungi needs to be. Let's use it in the fruit. Now we are using the fruit. We're determining the concentration, the ideal concentration. Now we are trying to develop something that can trap the oil. Otherwise, it cannot be used commercially. So now we are trying to trap the oil to release from the time. And when we have performed all these steps, then is the time for test.
Is the packaging biodegradable?
It will be, yeah. It's one of our major concerns too, that the package be biodegradable, of course. Otherwise, we are generating more waste and stuff that planet cannot afford now. So yeah, the package will be biodegradable.
What are some of the big challenges that you face in your research?
First of all, of course, finding the oil, because not all of the oils are recognized as safe for human consumption. I have to perform several background research and read several papers and FDA. Now I know that my oils that I am using, they are generally recognized as safe or GRAS by the FDA. So that's one of the problems that I have to face. And the other ones are to trap all the compounds that oil have, because one oil can have several volatiles. It can be 10, 11, 12, 13 different volatiles in one oil. So I have to be sure that, okay, the oil that I'm trapping contain all these volatiles, because I'm not entirely sure which one of the volatiles have the antimicrobial effect, or even if all of them have the antimicrobial effect against my pathogen. And of course, I probably will face more problems like flavor. The oils are giving food flavor, my fruit's flavor. Can be, yeah, it's modifying the taste, but you know, science is for that. It's a challenge.
Argus Neto is a PhD student in biotechnology and bioscience at Federal University di Santa Catarina, Florianopolis in Brazil. He is currently a research scholar in the School of Packaging at Michigan State University. Thank you very much, Argus. It was very nice to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Ali. I appreciate it very much. It's my pleasure being here.
Thanks for listening. If volatiles keep fruit fresh but make it taste different, would you still eat it? Email us with questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you. The Food Fix is produced and edited by Ali Hussein, Casey Wurst, and myself, Shayna Roth. Karina Baskett is our managing editor. Our theme music is the song Watching My Garden Grow by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Wilco. Funding for the podcast is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID.